Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Samantha Businje and I'm the host of Here's My Take podcast. On this week's episode, we are talking about moving on and healing from a failed relationship. Why I call it healing from a broken spirit and not a broken heart is because a broken heart, when you think of a broken heart, it's like just emotions. But sometimes you will leave a failed relationship feeling defeated. You will feel like your joy has been taken away. You have lost your dreams and the life you hoped for. You no longer believe in the things you used to believe in. And this can be a marriage, or it can be a relationship that you are taking seriously so it could end in marriage. So when that doesn't work out, you feel hopeless and the life that you planned, you've seen it like it's falling apart. And so it's not just a broken heart. Like you come out like starting from zero because now you thought you had finished that one step and then it didn't work. So you have to go back to zero and start afresh. It just doesn't come to healing immediately. When you've been in a relationship and you start to feel like maybe you're giving more than you're getting, or you start to feel like you've lost who you really are, like you've had to change so many things about yourself to the point that you now don't even know like who you are. You've had to change your friends. You find that your relationship with your family has changed. You realize that maybe some of the decisions you make about your life are not really about you. You have to downplay your feelings. You have to always think about your partner before yourself. You have to think about what they would want before you even think about what you would want. You have to make so many excuses for your partner. I think that's when you start to realize that maybe this relationship is not, like it's not very healthy and I'm losing myself. And for me, that was the realization I got. I reached a point where I was like, but who am I? Like, the way I'm moving, like, I don't get it. I'm lost. I don't know what I want. I've lost direction. Like, I don't think for myself anymore. Like, I'm not putting myself first at all. That's the first step, realizing that this is not it. Then you move to a place where you're like, I don't want people to see that this is not okay. Like, I don't want people outside to notice that this relationship is not perfect. I want people to believe that we're happy. I want people to believe that we are thriving. Like, this is relationship goals. And that's after realizing that it's a mess, but you still want to overcompensate. You're trying to, like, prove to everyone else and yourself that this relationship is right. Because you probably, like, have already built so many dreams on this. Like, you're building your life upon this relationship. And you kind of see like there's no way out. You just start living in denial and just being like, I'm just going to go with the flow and pretend like this is perfect. I think that's usually the second step. And the denial stage can be like, you post things about your relationship that seem like it's all that, or it's like perfect, but deep down you know it's not. Like the things you post don't match your life. The posts on Instagram don't match your life. And this is why sometimes when we see like celebrities breaking up, it's like really shocking because we've been seeing pictures of them. Literally, you could have seen like a picture of like relationship goals of a celebrity like this week and next week they're divorced. Because you, while you're in that state of like uncertainty, you don't know like whether you should go forward with this, but you know it's not good, but you're also not sure if you should like let it go because you have all your life's dreams and goals set on this. You can play that game of denial and pretense, but you can only do it for so long until you reach a point where you're like, I need to put myself first. And once you make that switch and say, okay, I'm going to stop this act and I need to put myself first and I need to really like do the best for me, I think that's when now you really now start accepting that this is not it. I think you can't change what you don't acknowledge. So you need to acknowledge the fact that, yes, this is a failed relationship. This is not what I want it to be. Like, this is not what I am looking for in a relationship. So then you can start doing the work of healing and saying, I'm going to change something about it. You start now doing the work of fixing you and fixing what's broken. Going back to the start of the relationship, what were you looking for in a partner? What were you looking for in a relationship? Was there any significant life event that was happening that you felt that maybe you needed love or you needed comfort from someone, and so you sought that in a relationship? Or was it a goal that you set for yourself that at this age, I just need to find someone and settle down? The reason why I ask these questions is because you sometimes find yourself just looking to fit someone in your situation and you don't look at their qualities. You are looking for an escape, or all you wanted was marriage, not fulfillment. And whoever you met at that time just fell right into your plans. So it's easy for you to overlook these traits that are unhealthy, because you want to achieve this goal. You just want someone to comfort you. You just want someone to love you. And sometimes at the start of the relationship, control can look like love. If you're a person who is codependent and you're someone who loves to fix things, you find someone who is insecure and also hasn't figured out their life, and you feel like you've come in to save them. There's this thing that us women like to believe. We actually believe that we can build a man up to be who we want him to be. You meet a man who's broken or who's struggling, and you believe you can change them and make them who you want them to be. You want this bad boy because you believe that you are going to make him settle down. You are the girl who's going to change his life. You believe that you are the girl going to be standing next to him when he succeeds, that you will be able to reap the benefits of his success just because you stuck by him. Society has taught us, girls, that you have to be patient. And I get that you have to be patient with some things, but do we have to be patient with a man who's abusive because he's going through something? Or do we have to be patient with a man who is controlling, someone who wants to control who you talk to, who your friends are, even what job you'll do? Because of the reason why you're in this relationship, which is to get married, like you have to hit your goal, or you are already in this relationship like codependent. How can I leave this man? You know, he's still struggling. How can I abandon him? You feel guilty, even when you know you've been wronged. You want to stay and support this man regardless. But once you move past the stage of denial, I think that's where you start now to understand what went wrong. That's when you start to question things like, how did I end up here? Why did I accept myself to be treated this way? You start realizing that this is not the relationship you want. You want a relationship that fulfills you, a relationship that complements you rather than completes you. Both of you come as whole people and you come in and it's a partnership. I think then you can start to heal. Usually what happens is that there is a phase you go through where you are the victim. And indeed you are a victim, because sometimes you've gone through some sort of abuse, physical, emotional, mental, any kind of abuse that you've gone through in your relationship. And indeed you are a victim, but you don't want to always remain the victim. You have to also see what part you played. Why did I allow myself to be part of this? Why did I stay? What state of mind were you in for you to accept that? And it's a hard pill to swallow. It's a very hard pill to swallow, because it's so much easier to sit back and say, I was wronged, and just blame the other person completely. But you will most likely end up in another relationship that is very similar. Why? Because it will be very familiar. You meet another person and you will be attracted to the same things that attracted you to the other person, because you haven't looked at yourself and what you are attracting and why you are attracted to these type of people. So if you don't take yourself out of that victim position, and I'm not taking away from anything that could have happened to you in the relationship. And I really don't want to sound insensitive because I've been through this. And I think I had to be tough on myself. I went through a part where I was like, yes, I was wronged. But I only moved forward with my healing when I finally accepted that I actually had a part to play. Like, what was I going through in my life for me to allow this to happen? Why did I want this relationship so much to go on, even when I knew it wasn't right? I think you have to look at it like, for me to accept that kind of treatment, how little did I think of myself? Why did I value myself so low? Someone has to have stripped you of your confidence, made you so insecure, and made you think of yourself so low. So for you to heal, you have to build up your confidence and you have to be secure in yourself. You have to see yourself as a valuable person. You are enough. After I went through it and I realized that I was probably a broken person, which is why I allowed this to happen. You really don't want to be a victim, because if you are a victim, then you have no fault. And if you have no fault, then there's nothing for you to fix. You're kind of perfect. You don't need to fix anything about yourself. You are wronged. But if you see yourself as someone who contributed towards this, then you can fix the things about you that you need to fix. You can't fix the other person. You can't change anything about them. But you can change the things about you that led you there. And don't just sit back and say, I was the victim, I was wronged, and there's nothing I can do about it. Because then you won't heal. I think we have to take control of what we contribute and take responsibility for our own faults, even when we have been wronged. Like, even when it has been like, yes, it was terrible, and you should have never been treated like that. Going back to the start of the relationship, what were you looking for in a partner? What were you looking for in a relationship? Was there any significant life event that was happening that you felt that maybe you needed love or you needed comfort from someone, and so you sought that in a relationship? Or was it a goal that you set for yourself that at this age, I just need to find someone and settle down? The reason why I ask these questions is because you sometimes find yourself just looking to fit someone in your situation and you don't look at their qualities. Finally, forgive yourself, which is the most important part of healing. Forgive yourself, because yes, when a relationship fails, you blame yourself, especially a marriage. You will blame yourself for not enduring. You will blame yourself for maybe not being the best wife. You will find so many things to blame yourself for. But once you accept and say, you know what, this wasn't right, this was unhealthy, but I see why I ended up here, and only then will you be able to move on. The healing is very, very important for me to move on in my life. Once I started to see the patterns that led me to that, I forgave myself completely. I actually even forgave the other person, because it helped me heal. Because if you don't heal completely, you are most likely going to end up in another similar relationship, because you've not seen what part you play. Because you will always be picking the same type of person. They will start off great, but they will end up in the same place because you attract similar things, you know? The things that attracted you to the other person are what's familiar to you. I mean, I'm no expert, but this is what I've learned. And I just hope that a lot of us take the time to see what role we play, you know? I really would hate for us to just play the victim all the time. A lot of times we are wronged. We have been devalued to the maximum. But we too have a part to play in how we end up in these relationships. Don't always be the victim, because you will never heal. You will always be bitter. You will carry that bitterness into your parenting. You carry that bitterness to your friendships, into your next relationship. For you to heal and completely move on, you need to forgive yourself for the part you played and recognize the patterns that led you there and realize that you didn't know better. And now that you do, you will do better. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope it was helpful to someone who was listening, and maybe it was just entertaining for you to listen to some of my experiences. I would just like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has been able to reach out to me after listening to my previous episodes. And for those of you who maybe don't follow me on social media, I am on Instagram at Samantha Businje. So if you want to reach out to me about anything that I talk about or anything you would like me to talk about, please reach out to me on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening once again. See you next week. Bye.